online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
People calling up with universal credit issues will soon no longer have to pay. Charges to the helpline are being scrapped after complaints it cost up to 55p per minute. Labour's calling for the rollout of the controversial benefits scheme itself to be paused, as people have sometimes waited weeks for payments. But Theresa May stuck up for it in the Commons.
Pausing universal credit won't help those people who will be helped by going to universal credit, getting into the workplace and bringing home more pay for their families.
A review's found not enough was done to challenge the lifestyle of a mum in Dover whose two-year-old daughter died after swallowing methadone. The report says there were missed opportunities by health visitors and social workers who were working with the family. 39-year-old Lucy King from De Burgh Street in the town was jailed for 3.5 years back in April.
KMFM News.
A Hadlow man who repeatedly exposed himself to women and children has been jailed. Ryan Giles from the paddock was initially arrested in July after approaching several people in Woodland. Despite being questioned by police, the 32-year-old did it again while out on bail. He's now been locked up for 18 months. Game of Thrones star Lena Headey has claimed film producer Harvey Weinstein was furious after she rejected his advances. The actress is the latest in a growing list of women to make accusations against him. He denies many of them.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The average child is drinking just 25% of the water they should be during a normal day. Researchers found around a third have only one glass of water at school. Public health nutritionist Dr. Emma Derbyshire said it should be much more than that.
Younger kids, age 4 to 8 years, they need about 1.5 litres of fluids a day. And older children, aged 9 to 13 years, need about 2 litres of fluids a day. Yeah, so you should be aiming for around 6 glasses of water a day.
Mild dehydration can cause tiredness, headaches and affect concentration. There's been an increase in the number of young people in Kent who are out of work. The number of 16 to 24-year-olds claiming jobless benefits in September rose by 70 to 4,280. Across the whole county, more than 18,960 people were unemployed last month. Nationally, it's fallen to a 12-year low of 1.4 million. Lorry drivers have criticised plans to try and stop them parking on a busy road heading into Ashford, saying more lorry parks need to be built first. An 18-month trial of clamping and fining trucks caught overnight on the A20 is due to get underway at the end of the month. Christine Drury is from the local parish council.
It may be that it will work really well, but it does depend on extra capacity at the lorry parks. It also depends on the lorries not just running away from here and finding somewhere else and causing problems further up the A20 or somewhere else in Kent.
Well, a group of Kent MPs have signed a letter to the Transport Secretary calling for a lorry park off the M20 to be built quickly. The £250 million plans for land at Stamford near Hythe were put forward after gridlock caused by Operation Stag during the summer of 2015, but no building works taken place. There's a weather warning for strong winds across Kent this weekend. The Met Office says there'll be gusts of 50 miles per hour, which could cause transport delays. If you live near the coast, you're being told to be extra careful, as winds could cause big waves and flooding. And the name of the new Star Wars spin-off film has been released. Solo, a Star Wars story, is due to be released in May next year.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham's caretaker boss says he's disappointed despite his side getting a point against top of the table Wigan Athletic. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, it ended 1-1 at Priestfield last night with Tom Eaves putting the Gills ahead in the second half before the visitors equalised late on. Steve Lovell says they could have got more though.
I'm just disappointed that we've missed definitely two other chances, which at 1-0 we would have put the game, I think, beyond Wigan. But credit to them, you know, very good side.
Our match reports at kentonline.co.uk. Elsewhere, Maidstone United and Ebbsfleet have joined Gillingham and Dartford in the first round of the FA Cup. They both won replays last night, with the Stones needing extra time to get through. Dover Athletic are out, though, after losing to Bromley. Here's manager Chris Kinnear.
Massively disappointed. We won an FA Cup run, but, you know, not to be this year, and now we can just get on with it. You know, there's a trophy and the league.
And Manchester United are in Portugal tonight, looking to keep up their 100% start in the Champions League by winning at Benfica. Chelsea also want 3 victories from 3 when they host Roma. Celtic are at Bayern Munich.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.